Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little.
So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi Neil, you look stressed.
Not really. Just writing a script for The English We Speak. I'm a bit stuck.
What's the phrase?
Social media influencer.
Well, that's easy.
Well, maybe for someone young and trendy like you. Go on then, tell me.
Let me talk you through it step by step. Well, you know social media.
Of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
A social media influencer is someone who has a lot of followers online and who is an expert or authority in a particular subject, like photography or cookery or makeup.
Okay.
What that person says or does or buys or wears can influence the decisions of their followers, which is why we call them social media influencers, or simply influencers.
Okay, I have a few followers. So if I start, say, growing a long moustache and all my friends copy me, would you say I was a social media influencer?
I suppose so. And then what might happen is the marketing department of a company selling moustache products gets in touch and pays you to start using their moustache oil.
Okay, I like the sound of this. Grow a moustache and get paid. Let's listen to some examples.
Our company was finding it hard to reach new customers aged 16 to 25. Then we hired a few social media influencers and sales just rocketed.
Kylie Jenner is one of America's biggest social media influencers. Companies pay her up to $1 million for a single post.
There's a lot of debate about whether or not influencers should be open about who is paying them to promote products.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. Our expression is social media influencer. So, Neil, how's the script going?
I'm not writing it anymore, Feifei. I'm focusing full-time on my new business.
Ah, I see you've grown a moustache. Are you going to post a picture so all your 20 followers can see it and be influenced by your amazing style?
Don't worry. I've realised I don't have enough followers or authority to influence anyone, Feifei. But I have discovered there's a gap in the market for organic moustache oil.
Oh, well done. Neil's marvellous moustache oil.
Nice. Now I just need to find an influencer to help me with marketing. A hairy influencer.
Good luck, Neil.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.